Let's get it.
And remember to look at this. You know how some people be looking at themselves the whole time and they gonna think something wrong with your eyes.
That's what I do.
I know you do it. Okay. Hello world, and welcome to the Mecca of Mastery TV. I'm your host, Mecca. If it is your mission to become the greatest version of yourself in every area of life, then you are in the right place. I'm so excited about this video. Of course, guys, you see that it's a different setup because today I have a special guest. I have my friend, Lawrence Kane. So today I am bringing some fire to you. You already know. Today we're going to be speaking about money seeds. See, Lawrence, guys, I've been knowing him for a few years. And he's been on this journey, like most people, to mastery. But he is so amazing when it comes to teaching the principles of money and what to do with the money, how to invest your money, and how you can go from zero to 100 real quick. So I wanted to bring him here today to share some tools and strategies with you all. So many people, they want that life of abundance. They want to be financially in control. So Lawrence, I'm going to allow you to introduce yourself, to tell the audience who you are, what you do.
Sure. So again, thanks for tuning in. This is Lawrence Kane of Abundance University. We do financial coaching, we do credit repair, we do, of course, workshops around the book, Money Seeds. And we just want to provide the safe way into talking about finances. I grew up not talking about finances around the table. Mm-hmm. None of my family taught me about finances, so I had to learn it on my own. Through various jobs that I had, and then growing up being broke, it kind of humbles you. And
I know what you mean.
So we definitely have something special with our company because we have not only real results, but it comes from a real space.
Yes.
So thanks for having me, and I look forward to providing value to your
Thank
people.
Thank you. So guys, we're gonna jump straight into the video. And you can speak between, because I cut all this. So most people don't understand the real concept of financial freedom. Most people see, okay, oh wow, I want to have that car.
Yeah.
I want to live this way. I want to live in this house. I want to be able to go shopping, take these vacations. So many people find themselves always behind.
Yeah.
And this is where Lawrence come in. So I'm going to ask him a few questions that will be able to help you guys and my audience that asks questions for me, because I'm not a financial expert. So that's why we brought one on the show. So here we go. The first question is, what does it actually mean to be financially free to you?
Financially free, that just simply means that everything that you dream of having, you can have without it being debt, without you feeling stressed out about having these things, or feeling stressed out when you're getting up to the level where you can purchase these things.
Yes.
It's having everything you can dream of while still having the money in the bank at the end of the month.
That's perfect.
So that's pretty much what financial freedom means to me.
That's amazing. And I agree with that. And to add to that, you know what? I got to a point where I felt like I couldn't live my life mm-hmm. and be happy and free and stress-free unless I had that financial freedom under control.
Right.
And that plays a big role in just your well-being as well in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because money is like the biggest aspect of our life as
right.
well.
Right.
You know, like you say, there may be a poor man, but he may be rich.
Yep.
And a rich man, but he might be poor.
Right.
But we all live in a world of money, and we all have to play this game, so...
Right. Yeah, so one of the principles in the book is the goal is to be good, not look good.
That's it.
So it's, you know, not saying that you can't look good, but it has no benefit to anybody in your life to just look like you have it all together and you have a negative balance
exactly.
in your bank account, or you're hiding your car around the corner because you're not paying your car note. So bottom line is we want to teach people how to get to whatever financial freedom number it is. And that's the thing, it's different for everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, your number and what you want out of life may only cost you, $500,000.
Right.
Where mine is only $200,000.
Yeah.
We know those numbers both exist in the same space and they're achievable as opposed to hitting the lottery,
yeah.
right? So we have to first define those numbers and then do the work to get to them.
Perfect. I love it. Okay. So we spoke about the basic concept of money. Tell me why you think most people don't get this concept.
I think most people don't get it because they were not taught, number one.
Yeah, that's true.
Number two, because we're not taught, we go into a system that just teaches you how to go get a job.
Work for money.
And then spend the money, right?
Yeah,
they never tell you you don't have to spend your money.
Mm.
Every commercial is telling you to spend money
and
do business.
Not to plant the seed. Not to plant it.
Right, right.
You
so that's where, you know, it comes from. And then the goal is how do we work around that, right? How do we teach the next generation?
To break out of that as well.
Right,
we have to
teach the next generation that it's not about spending money, it's about living the best life that you can, and then finding a way how to make that into either a brand or a company, right?
That's perfect. Oh, listen, that's great. So what would you say would be the foundation to making your money work for you, making it grow?
Sure. So the first thing you need to understand is that cash flow is everything.
Oh, yes.
So going from how much money is coming in, how frequent is it coming in, versus how many expenses do you have and how frequent are those expenses happening? Because most of us get paid, you know, twice a month, every 2 weeks, but we spend money every day.
Yeah, that's
true. So it's going out more often than it's coming in. So being able to, number one, control that, and that's not a bad thing. So anybody, you know, that's listening to this and watching this, that's not a bad thing. The goal is, can I make more frequent than how much is going out?
Exactly.
So that's the first step, is understanding your cash flow. The second step is understanding that you need to create a money machine.
Okay.
So most of the people talk about multiple streams of income.
Yes.
But you can have multiple streams of income, but it not be a money machine.
Yeah, and that's so true.
And the money machine is that you control with your efforts how much is coming in from that particular machine.
Okay.
So with the book, for example, we try to sell that in bulk to schools.
Right.
And then off of that, we then get workshops.
Okay.
So those are two different machines working together, right?
Mm.
So if you have a job, you can have a job and build a business, and you can build a business off of what you do at your job.
Exactly. Two streams of income.
Right.
I agree with that. And, you know, something is so funny, because I remember when I started to put together, like, my financial plan, and I started to look at where my cash was actually flowing.
Right.
Oh, I was spending about $5 a day on Starbucks.
Right.
And there was nothing wrong with it other than it's unhealthy for you, but I had to say, you know what, if I'm that addicted to Starbucks, and I really want this in my life, I need to find something that is going to basically cover that expense.
Right.
So, and I know where that money is flowing to, because if it's, and you know how money goes, it's either flowing away from you or towards you.
Yep, because it's a currency. So it flows just like water. So
Perfect.
You have to control your faucet.
I love it. Control your faucet. Don't have the water running. You know how it goes.
Right.
So how can someone who has no financial education begin to make their money work for them? You know, they say, you know what, I'm broke, I'm in debt. You know, speaking about money working for me, Lawrence, what do you mean? You know, oh, I got a job, I'm only making $2,000 a month. Like, work for me, I have no assets, nothing. What would you say to those?
You got to cut expenses. Mm. You may have to downgrade where you're currently living, what you're currently spending your money on.
Mm.
Like you said, somebody that's saying that may spend money on Starbucks. Well, you got to make your own coffee for you.
That's it.
And then from there, understanding that time is your biggest asset. So what are you doing with your time to be able to make more money, to be able to cut your expenses? And then there's apps like Acorns where you can literally start investing $20 a month, easily reoccurring. And, you know, it's not, and one of, again, going back to money seeds, one of the principles is it's investing has more to do with discipline more so than it does to do with the amount.
That's
so we look at stories. If you look at history, they have a ton of stories that can tell us who to, you know, be like, right?
Yes.
Everybody growing up wanted to play basketball like Michael Jordan, but I want to be like Theodore Johnson. Theodore Johnson worked at UPS for 45 years, never made more than $14,000 in a year.
Mm.
And when he retired, he had $71 million.
Mm.
in assets because he invested every single time he got paid. Mind you, $14,000, if you make minimum wage in, you know, Ohio, where we're at right now, that's more than that right
that
now.
Is, that
so
is.
He in 45 years, he never made more than $14,000. So he treated investing like a bill.
That's
and we have to demand our money where to go, right?
Yeah,
money
I totally
is a
agree.
Money is a terrible master, but a perfect servant.
It sure is. Oh, that's perfect. That is perfect.
Yeah.
I so agree with that because I do that myself. When I, with business or work, anything, money that comes to me, whenever I get paid or anything that comes or payment, I always pay myself first. The money goes straight to my investment account before I spend it on bills, before I spend it on Starbucks, before anything else. Because in order for me to live my life and do the things that I want to do and be free to do and financially free, I have to plant that seed.
That's perfect.
That's,
that's what you got to do every time.
Love it. Okay, and the last question is, if there were one piece of advice that you can give someone who wishes to master the game of money and investing, what would that one piece of advice be?
Good question. For anybody who's looking to master their money, they first have to believe within themselves that they deserve more money than they ever can think of.
Yes.
Because we play so small. You know, we aim small. And we reach it, and it's still not where we want to be.
Yeah.
So you aim big, and even if you miss, you're still better than what you would be.
So it's like a mindset.
It's all a mindset. And that's what the book is about. The principles really give you clarity on your finances and your financial situation. And after every principle in the book, there's questions that you answer for yourself.
Yes.
So that you can really decide what's the next step. Because a lot of times you read these financial books and there's not a like, what's next?
Yeah.
So this book is going to help you define your next.
That's amazing.
And then, of course, if you need more help, then that's where our company comes in. So.
Guys, I'm so excited. Lawrence, thank you so much
for coming on the show.
This was so much, this is so helpful, even for myself. You know, you have to aim high. It's a mindset thing. I said that as well one day. You feel those blockages. Like, you have to remove those blockages from feeling that, oh, I actually deserve to live my life like this. I actually deserve to, you know, log into my bank account and see a lot of zeros at the end, you know?
Sure.
And, guys, get on this. I highly recommend that you go and you order this book. It's available.
It's available at our website, abundanceuniversity.net/moneyseeds. We have it on ebook, audiobook, and paperback.
Perfect. Guys, you can find Lawrence. I will put all his information in the description box below. You can find him on all his social media. Lawrence, I thank you so much for coming
on
the show.
Thank you.
Give me a big hug. I love you all.
I love you too.
Hey, guys. And listen, we always say here at MeccaFreeman.com that we always encourage you to become the greatest version of yourself in every area of life. So you go out into the world, you kick a whole lot of action. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do anything, because you know you can do anything you put your mind to. You need to plant the seed, plant the money seeds. Guys, I see you in the next episode. I love you. Until next time, peace. Great. Love it.